Bucket, pail.
Okay, would you have any word for that particular bucket?
Slop bucket.
Okay. What do you call the cast iron pan that's used to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. How about the heavy, big iron thing you maybe use to cook apple butter in or something?
Lard kettle, cast iron, and butchering kettle, depending what you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a slop cooker. Very large.
Mm-hmm.
It was cast iron.
Mm-hmm. You have, when you eat at the table, a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
Okay. And if you have flowers that you want to keep inside, in some water, we could probably put them in the
vase.
Okay. After you eat, you generally have to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
Okay. When you soap them up good, then you probably have to do what to them?
Rinse them.
Okay. The what do you call the thing you dry the dishes off with?
Dish towel, dish rag. No, not a dish rag. That's what you're washing with.
Okay. What do you call the thing you dry yourself off with?
Bath towel.
Okay. In the when you have running water like this, the thing you turn on to make the
spigot, faucet.
Is there any difference?
They both get the water.
Okay, but there isn't any difference in the in what they describe.
No.
Okay. What would you call it if you had a garden hose hooked up to it, say, on the outside of the house?
Seal cock.
Mm-hmm. How about if you had one on a barrel that you used to?
That'd be a faucet.
Okay. This next thing is hard to describe, but it's a common household device that you use to maybe pour a liquid into a bottle or something like that without spilling it, put it on the top of the bottle.
Pitcher funnel?
Yeah. If you drive horses, you probably are going to carry a
whip or a stick.
Okay. What would you call it for oxen? Have a term for that?
Pole.
Okay. The
or staff.
Okay. When you go to the, that'd be a pretty large thing, then, pole or staff, or would it?
Well, wouldn't be very large around, but it would be quite long. It'd be in the 10-foot class.
Would you have something short that you'd poke the oxen with, or? I guess you wouldn't. Okay. That's,
You know, I never saw them driving that way. Now, you're getting me behind the oxen. Now, I've seen a lot of oxen and seen other people drive them, but they always drove them with a pole.
Mm-hmm.
They would reach over one to tap the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they could had a lot of command with that pole.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The, what do you call, as a matter of fact, a working unit of the oxen? What would you call
yoke.
A yoke. A yoke what?
A yoke of oxen.
Uh-huh. If you had two of these, you'd say you've got two, or you got four oxen total.
You had two yokes.
Okay. The, when you go to the grocery store, at the checkout counter, they put your groceries in what?
Bag, sack.
Is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
No, not in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
A bag is, but get away from the grocery store, please. A bag is fiber material other than wood. It'd be more flax bag, gunny sacks, grain sacks. Grain sacks are cotton.
So a sack would be some kind of woven material.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have a mess of some kind of liquid stuff you want to